San Jose Lululemon ransacked as Bay Area looting continues for third straight night. By Nick Gilbertson on November 22, 2021. Looters struck California's Bay Area again and hit a Lululemon store in San Jose, marking the third consecutive night a store in the region was ransacked. The suspects arrived at the store around 6:30 p.m., pilfered merchandise, and fled the area, Bix reports. The suspects were no longer at the scene when authorities arrived. Law enforcement could not provide further details on the matter. Just a day earlier, on Saturday, a large group of suspects looted a San Francisco area Nordstrom in the city of Walnut Creek, as reported by Breitbart News. The incident happened around 9 p.m. We probably saw 50 to 80 people in ski masks, crowbars, a bunch of weapons, a nearby P.F. Chang's manager told ABC7 of the incident. They were looting the Nordstroms right here. And I thought they were going to start beating cars. I had to start locking doors. Locked the front door, locked the back door. There was a mob of people. The police were flying in. It was like a scene out of a movie. It was insane. The restaurant manager added, per CBS SF. Drivers reportedly shut down nearby streets before the looters wreaked havoc in the department store. NBC Bay Area reporter Jody Hernandez tweeted that roughly 25 cars blocked the road. Three of the suspects were arrested, according to KTVU. The suspects then brought merchandise to the vehicles before speeding off. A police spokesperson informed NBC that some 80 suspects ransacked the Broadway Plaza Nordstrom store and one employee was pepper sprayed, while two more were punched or kicked. Breitbart News reported on Friday's looting spree of high-end Union Square stores in San Francisco. Union Square is a major tourist destination in the city's downtown area. The San Francisco Chronicle reported looters hit upscale retailers, including Louis Vuitton and Yves Saint Laurent. One video of the incident tweeted by @Stanley Roberts shows a looter running with a pile of clothes, wearing masks on both the upper and lower portions of their face. The video also shows another suspect who attempted to get into their car, presumably to flee the area, before officers crowded the vehicle. On Saturday, San Francisco Mayor London Breed addressed Friday night's mayhem, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. "What you saw last night was horrible," Breed stated. "We can't allow that to happen. If you come to our city to commit these types of crimes, you will be held accountable." John Chachez's family owns Gumps in Union Square and said Breed should resign. "The mayor and her entire team should resign," Chachez said, per the San Francisco Chronicle. "You can't really run a retail enterprise if you have to board up the windows 5 weeks before the critical Christmas selling season."